This week on Inside Motorsport, we look back at all the action from the Shannons Nationals at Malala with Richard Crail. I hope you stay with us. Richard Crail joins us on the line now as we look at the Shannons Nationals. And Richard, in your home state of South Australia, Malala always puts on some great racing.
Yeah, g'day Craig, it does. The weather was a bit average, as it would be, in the middle of winter, but the racing was competitive as always. And Malala is one of those very underrated racetracks that always sort of puts on very entertaining racing. I think the nature of it, where there's three very heavy braking zones from high-speed straight, sort of lends itself to producing very competitive racing. So makes things very enjoyable, and it was a good weekend despite pretty challenging weather conditions.
Formula 3, of course, always takes our focus when we chat, and Mitch Evans is certainly just giving himself every opportunity of excelling.
He is, but for the first round, really, I think we saw a chink in the armour, and a very rare mistake from Mitch Evans in the first race on Saturday, where he was chasing down Ben Barker, his teammate, who got the jump on the lead. Mitch actually ran wide, understeered off the circuit into the grass, lost a heap of positions. He came back through and made up plenty of ground, no dramas, and actually finished the race in second place. But fortunately for him, it really cost him quite a bit of time and probably the opportunity to race win as well.
Interesting stuff. And Formula 3 has had some numbered dramas. How was it in South Australia?
Yeah, look, a small grid, but the racing was very competitive, and we saw Ben Barker get through and win all three of the races quite convincingly, which was great for him, his first race win. And you know, they often say that once you get that first one under the belt, it's easier to go on with it for the second. So really good, and he won the second race and won the feature as well, with Mitch in second and Tom Tweedy in third. So the result, Craig, is that the championship's now split with just 8 points between three drivers, and it's shaping up to be a very, very competitive second half of the season. So the fact the grids are a little bit small is disappointing, but the racing at the front is just as competitive as it's always been, and we've got a really good fight for the gold star going into the second half of the year.
Mm. Now, Shannon's Nationals, of course, is a number of different series altogether using the Nationals, the CAMS auspices. How about the other race in there across the weekend?
Well, look, the other big event at Malala was the Clem Smith Cup for sports sedans. It was round two of the Carrick Sports Sedan National Series. And Darren Hossack finally, after 3 years of trying, managed to break his duck and get through and win sports sedans marquee race. Now, if you haven't heard of the Clem Smith Cup, Clem Smith is the promoter at Malala. He puts a lot of effort into sports sedan racing. He used to compete. He's got an old charger he keeps at the circuit and often goes out and runs round every now and then. And he leads the field round on a parade lap. He puts $5,000 of his own money up to throw some prize money and travel money at the competitors. And after years of trying, Darren Hossack came through and won the Clem Smith Cup and was actually quite emotional about it. Very, very pleased. And that amazing Audi rocketed to the top of the standings too. A great victory for him. But driver of the weekend, I think, went to James Serra in his first ever car race. He was driving Dean Randall's Saab Chevrolet sport sedan. Finished second overall, and a bit of a startling debut. And I think Dean Randall, who's been driving that car for most of the time, will keep him in it for the rest of the year because he was very competitive. So sports sedans are going quite well this year. Their numbers are up and they're racing very, very competitive, and they're super quick, those cars. So that was probably the big thing from that weekend, was to see Darren finally get the big one under his belt in sports sedan racing in that Audi as he looks to win his third sports sedan title. In other racing, the Porsche GT3 Cup Challenge was amazingly competitive, awesome racing. Bit of fisticuffs, some crash and bash in the back of the field, but very competitive. Matt Kingsley came through and won that. Roger Largo was second. And in Commodore Cup, Tony Bates won their rounds. Craig actually had a night race on the Saturday night under the lights in pouring rain and gloom and wind, so it was all a bit dramatic for Commie Cup. Tony Bates won it, but young Victorian Scotty Andrews holds the lead in that series. So there's plenty going on in the Shannons Nationals at the moment. A bit of a break now, but the next round is at Winton Motor Raceway at the end of this month, and that's the Commodore Cup Endurance Challenge, and there's going to be some big-name drivers gridding up for that. And then, of course, in July, we've got the Eastern Creek 6 Hour, which is going to be a fantastic show.
It is going to be some interesting racing ahead with the Shannon's Nationals. Now, before we leave the Formula 3, I know that there is going to be a major restructure in Formula 3 at the end of the year.
Yeah, there is. We've sort of got to take a pragmatic approach at where the championship's at the moment and try and find some new ways of getting cars out in the grid. Now, Queensland, for whatever reason, has turned into quite a stronghold for F3 cars that run at a state level there. So we're going to Morgan Park in August. We want to make that a big round. We want to tie that in with the last couple of rounds of the season as well, being Eastern Creek and Sandown. You might remember last year, we covered it quite extensively, I think, on the show, that we had a two-round mini-series, I guess, between Queensland Raceway and Oran Park, which were very, very successful and had the desired effect of getting numbers on the grid. Well, we're going to do the same again this year. We're going to tie the three rounds together. We're calling it the East Coast Shootout. Sort of speaks for itself, really, the name. Nothing too creative there. But, yeah, it's just a new initiative and a new way of trying to promote the end of the season and getting things rolling for Formula 3. And we think it can be successful, working on some sponsorship at the moment to try and get some backing involved. And, you know, we're not giving up. We're not working all this work for nothing. So we're pretty confident that it can succeed and looking forward to the second half of the year. And, I mean, as we said, we've got an amazing fight for the championship. So adding this little mini-series at the end is just going to add more value to Formula 3 racing.
Okay, interesting times ahead, that's for sure. And, of course, one of the other series you're heavily involved in is going to be kicking off once again, and that's the Touring Car Masters.
Yeah, in 2 weeks' time up in sunny Darwin. And as I sit here in not-so-sunny South Australia at the moment, Craig, it's 7.5 degrees outside and absolutely freezing. So I'm looking forward to going to Darwin. I'm going to get the shorts out again for the first time for in a few months. So, round three of the TCM presented by Autobahn, really competitive stuff at Winton, JB on top. Gav Bullis, however, has got the number one on the door, and I spoke to him after Winton, and he said he's absolutely fired up to go well at the top end. And it also marks the debut of another Chevrolet product, Bob Middleton. They're calling him the 40-year-old virgin because he's bringing out for the very first time his 1970 Chevy Camaro, the Z28 version with the pointy nose, quite an iconic shape, and for the first time that will take the start in a Touring Car Masters race. So looking forward to that up there in the top end, but most of all I'm looking forward to the sun. I'm a bit over this winter stuff at the moment.
It's still a bit early in the winter to be worrying about it too, mate.
I know. I don't know how I'm going to get through July, but Darwin's going to be a nice break. Actually looking forward to that. It's my first time I'll be going up there, so I've got a day or two either side of that to have a bit of a look around at the top end and really do the whole touristy thing and, you know, do what these V8 supercar rounds are about, which is injecting money into the local economy. So I'm going to do a bit of the touristy stuff as well. Looking forward to it.
Sounds fantastic. And, of course, Richard, we can catch up with all your work out there on Speed Week each and every week.
Yeah, this Sunday, 2 p.m, different time, 2 to 4 in the afternoon on Sunday. Pour yourself a warm cup of coffee and sit back and watch all the action from Malala and the Shannon's Nationals. We're putting that show together right now as we speak, and plenty of exciting motor racing coming your way. So tune in on Speed Week on SBS. And don't forget, Craig, you can catch it all online as well on speedweek.com.au. So on the web as well with live racing on demand.
It is fantastic there. And, well, Richard, we look forward to catching up with you again soon. As you said, the Shannon's Nationals having a short break, but I'm sure everyone's getting ready for what will be a big end of the season. And of course, formula3.com.au is the place to find out more about the premier open wheel series in this country.
Yeah, thanks, Craig. Looking forward to the second half of the year. And if I can, quickly, huge shout-out to Ryan Briscoe for getting an IndyCar win under his belt in Texas at the weekend. Great stuff there. A great Australian driver.
Turns a very disappointing Indy 500 into a distant memory when you get a win the next week like that.
It's nothing like rewarding Roger Penske after a tough round with a victory. It's the way to do it. So it was a great race, and well done to Briscoe for doing that. Great drive for Danica Patrick too to finish second. Almost had him there in the end. Exciting stuff.
It was indeed. And Richard, always a pleasure catching up with you each and every time on Inside Motorsport.
Thanks, Craig. Pleasure as always.
Inside Motorsport is produced by Thunder Media for the Community Radio Network.